阿门。
Amen。
奉主耶稣圣名开始今天灵会的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall begin the first session of our spiritual convocation.
唱赞美诗四百六十九首。
Please sing hymn 469.
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿神施恩祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless each and every one of us.
首先感谢主，算是第三次来到圣何西教会协助圣工。
First of all, I'd like to thank God for giving me this third opportunity to be here to help with the ministry.
十几年前，黄世明传道负担的时候来过一次。
The very first time I was here was when Preacher Huang was the resident minister.
后来教会买到这里，梁德仁传道负担的时候再来一次。
And the second time was when Pastor Liang was the resident minister and we have moved to this new location.
所以感谢主有机会第三次来到这边。
So thank God that this is my third time here.
我们举开灵恩布道会两个目的。
There are two reasons for having a spiritual convocation.
第一个目的是要来对内造就我们所有的信徒。
The first reason is to edify the members in the church.
好让我们在更多的时间里面学习道理，多多祷告。
So that we can have a dedicated period of time to study the word of God and to pray.
参加完之后，有更好的信仰生活，继续为主做见证。
And after we attend a convocation, we will have a better testimony of our life to witness for God.
第二个目的是特别邀请亲朋好友参加神救恩的宴席。
The second purpose is for us to invite our friends and relatives to attend the banquet of the gospel.
所以我们特别有几场的布道会。
And that is why we have several sessions of evangelical services.
相信我们用了很长的时间做了很好的准备。
And I believe that we must have taken a great deal of time and effort to prepare for it.
我们也非常愿意恳求耶稣基督与我们大家同在。
And we are more than willing to pray for God to help us and guide us.
想想我们就用约拿书这个经卷。
And so I'd like to use the book of Jonah.
分别用几堂的课程和大家做分享。
To share across several sessions with you.
我们一起来看这个约拿书。
Let's turn to the book of Jonah.
约拿书只有短短的四章。
There are only four chapters in the book.
但是他这一卷书啊，里头对我们有很好的这个省思和学习。
But there are many things that are worthy of our ponderance and learning.
这个约拿先知大约是在主前第八世纪的先知。
Jonah was a prophet, eighth century before Christ.
与他同时期的先知还有几位。
There are several contemporary prophets.
有这个何西阿先知
，There was Hosea，
阿摩斯先知
，Amos，
还有这个米迦先知
，And Micah，
还有以赛亚先知
，As well as Elijah。
所以他们有一些信息强调神的日子的时候是很相似。
And that is why when they focus on the days of the Lord, they have very similar proclamations.
有关约拿先知的记载事迹，大概就是这个地方。
But the thing is, there's only one record of the prophet of Jonah here.
所以他这一次的任务对他做先知的工作来讲是非常重要的。
And that is why his missionary during this trip is extremely important.
不像有的先知啊，在做先知做了几十年呢。
There are some prophets who have been prophet for many decades.
圣经记载约拿的事迹只有这个地方。
But it is only here that the Bible records prophet Jonah.
所以他做得好不好，这个一次的任务先知啊，就是影响他跟神的关系啊。
And that is why his one mission in this book determines his relationship with God.
约拿接收到了神的命令之后，
After Jonah received the command from the Lord,
他选择故意躲避神，
He decided to escape from God.
然后就逃亡，
and escaped.
在海上坐船的时候
while he was on the ship in the ocean,
遇到船难
he met with shipwreck,
结果被众人丢在海中
and he was thrown off the ship by the people.
最后被一条神安排一条大鱼把他吃了
But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah.
然后他在大鱼里面啊，做了一个深深悔改的祷告。
And Jonah gave a very deep and contrite prayer inside the fish.
神又命令大鱼把他吐在岸上。
And the Lord commanded the fish to spit him out.
神又第二次告诉他，你要去尼尼微城传警告。
And then the word of the Lord came to Jonah for a second time to preach warning to the city of Nineveh.
这个时候约拿先知顺服去传。
At this time, Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh.
没有想到尼尼微城的亚述人啊。
Unfortunately, the people of Nineveh, which were the Assyrians,
他们听了约拿先知传的警告。
Heeded to the warning of prophet Jonah.
他们从国王到仆婢牲畜，全国上下都禁食悔改祷告。
From the king to the lay person, all of them repented before God and prayed.
这个时候神就回心转意，不降这个灾祸给这个亚述城的这个尼尼微城的亚述人呢。
And so when God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction he had threatened.
这个时候约拿先知啊大大的生气啊。
At that point, Jonah was greatly displeased.
向神生气啊。
And he became angry towards God.
因为神不降灾祸到这个尼尼微城。
Because God did not send disaster upon the city of Nineveh.
他就向神求死。
So he prayed for death.
神在这个时候也是凭着怜悯的心来教导他。
But with a compassionate heart, our Lord taught him.
这是整个约拿书的这个很简短的一个事迹啊。
And this is a brief description or overview of the story of Jonah.
可是我们透过这一卷书啊，我们看到它神学的意涵啊。
But from this brief book, we can see the essence of theology.
也就是说，神怜悯的恩典呢，也临到外邦啊。
What I mean by this is that the mercy of the Lord fell upon the Gentiles.
所以其实他是曾经对着以色列祖宗亚伯拉罕的一个应许啊。
And that was in fulfillment of the promise that God made to Abraham.
我们一起来看创世纪的十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
十二章我们来看那个第三节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
为你祝福的我必赐福给他。
I will bless those who bless you.
那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
And whoever curses you, I will curse.
地上万族都要因你得福。
And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
这里早先神对以色列祖宗亚伯拉罕的一个应许。
And this is the promise of the Lord to Abraham, the forefather of the Israelites.
是万族也要因你而得福啊。
All people on earth will be blessed through Abraham.
所以我们在这个地方看到神怜悯的恩典也临到外邦人呢。
And so we can see, even from here, that the grace of God's mercy also fall upon the Gentiles.
那这里也凸显了神的本性啊。
And this also raises our focus to the attributes of human nature.
它的属性是什么？
What are these attributes?
我们请看出埃及记的34章。
Exodus 34.
出埃及记34章。
Exodus 34.
34章的第六节。
Verse 6.
这里神对摩西宣告。
Here the Lord proclaimed to Moses.
宣告什么呢？
What did he proclaim?
神是有怜悯的，有怜悯的。
The Lord is compassionate.
神是有恩典的。
He is gracious.
他不轻易发怒。
Slow to anger.
并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Abounding in love and faithfulness.
我们在这里看到神的属性。
So we see the attributes of God here.
也真的在约拿书里面呢、啊，能够看到这位神他怎么对待人类。
And we also see the Lord's attribute in the book of Jonah, how he treated human beings.
说起来，亚述人一直都是以色列人的这个素来的敌人呢。
In fact, the Assyrians were the arch enemies of the Israelites.
所以，当神把这个命令交给约拿先知要去传的时候，
So when the Lord commanded Jonah to preach warning to the people of Nineveh,
哎，我们看到他的反应是怎么样？
We could see his reaction.
根据《列王记下》14章的25节里面记载啊。
According to 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 25.
那个是在耶罗波安二世的时候。
That was during Rehoboam the second.
约拿他也讲了预言哦。
Jonah also prophesied.
哇，这个疆界必定要怎么样的扩张啊
？That the territory will be expanded.
哎，这个预言他讲的很欢喜快乐哎。
And he preached his prophecy with joy.
但是神要让他传警告到尼尼微城，他却不愿意。
But unfortunately, when God wanted him to preach warning to the city of Nineveh, he was reluctant.
因为当时预言的疆界也包括这个亚述国的尼尼微城哎。
Because the prophecy regarding the boundaries of Israel also included Nineveh.
但是我们在这个信息里面
，But within this message,
我们发现以色列人对神的信息宣告啊，反应很迟钝啊。
We find that the Israelites were very dull and slow towards the messages that God wanted the prophet to preach.
但是没想到，当约拿先知传警告给这个尼尼微城的亚述人的时候
，But unexpectedly, when Jonah preached this message, the people of Nineveh reacted immediately.
不是神的选民的这个亚述人呢、啊？
And the Assyrians were not the chosen people of God.
却能够对神的信息做出了非常好的反应。
Was able to react very proactively towards the message of God.
全程上下都能够做很好的一种在神面前的悔改。
All the people in the city repented before the Lord.
所以这件事让约拿先知很烦恼啊。
And this situation deeply troubled. Jonah.
他不明白。
He couldn't understand.
所以他是向神赌气了。
And so he was greatly displeased.
所以我们从约拿书里面呢、啊，我们从他的神学意涵的概念，我们可以提出有关这方面的这个认识啊。
So with regards to the essence of theology in the book of Noah, Jonah, we can see what I have already mentioned.
那这一堂时间我们就先来谈第一章。
So we are going to take this time to study chapter 1.
在旧约圣经里面呢、啊、有三种人物啊。
In the Old Testament times, there are three kinds of people.
必须是要神亲自选立高立。
These people must be personally chosen and anointed by the Lord.
一个是君王。
One is the king.
一个是祭司。
Second is the priest.
再来就是那个先知。
And third is the prophets.
所以能够被神拣选为先知啊，这个是在万人中间是一个很特别的事情啊。
So it is an extraordinary event that someone should be chosen and anointed as a prophet of God.
不是随便就被安排选立的。
Not anyone could become a prophet.
都有神的用意在里面了。
There is a purpose of God's will.
那先知的任务是什么？
So what is the purpose of the prophet?
他要说历史事迹来警戒百姓。
He was supposed to warn the people with the episodes from history.
历史的见解 ,history.
History.
来警戒百姓。
He was to warn the people with history.
那第二个任务就是 要讲述神的话，教导百姓。
And the second purpose was to teach the word of God to the people.
第三个任务是要来替神说预言啊。
And the third purpose is to prophesy on behalf of God.
所以是一个始祖的神的代言人呢。
So he is indeed the spokesperson of God.
俨然成为在宗教一个很重要的领袖。
And he is also a very important religious leader among the people.
这是被拣选的高利的先知的基本任务。
And these are the fundamental purposes of a prophet.
我们有了基本的对先知的了解之后，
So after we have a basic understanding of the prophets,
我们就来看这个第一章。
Let us read chapter 1.
第一章里头啊，我们看到神的话语临到约拿先知。
The word of the Lord came to Jonah according to verse 1.
然后第二节记载，你要起来往尼尼微城去。
Verse 2, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it.
要向其中的居民呼喊。
Preach against it.
因为他们的恶达到神的面前来。
Because its wickedness had come up before me.
神要兴起他的工作。
God wanted to begin his work.
像这个有罪的人啊，要来做神的一个行动。
Which is to act against people who were against.
原因是尼尼微城的亚述人的恶达到神面前来。
And the reason is stated clearly here that its wickedness has come up before God.
当神造人的时候。
When God created man,
从一个家庭，然后就延繁衍许多的后裔。
From the original family came descendants of humans.
但是属神的子民啊，发展到后来啊，没有办法得到神的喜悦。
But the chosen people of God towards the end could not please God.
所以才会有那个洪水淹灭世界的事迹。
And that is why there is the episode of flooding the world.
我们来看这个创世纪第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪的第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
当人在世上多起来的时候。
When men began to increase in number on the earth.
又生女儿的时候。
And daughters were born into them.
属神的子民们看见人的女子美貌。
The sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful.
就随意挑选。
And they married any of them.
娶来为妻。
They married them.
在这个地方的写法。
According to the description here.
其实在第四章我们就看到亚当的后裔产生了两种不同的信仰哦。
Well, as a matter of fact, starting from Genesis chapter 4, we see that there are two kinds of faith.
以人为本的该隐的后裔。
In the descendants of Adam, the first one is according to Cain.
以人为本的信仰属该隐的后裔。
The man centric faith.According to Cain.
那另外一个是以亚伯以神为本的信仰的这个传递。
And the second is the God-centric faith according to Abel.
亚伯献祭蒙神悦纳。
Abel's sacrifice pleased the Lord.
后来遭受这个哥哥该隐的杀害。
And ultimately, he was killed by his own brother Cain out of jealousy.
后来亚当又生了赛特。
And then Adam gave birth to Seth.
从这个系列的后裔延伸呢，是以神为本的一个信仰。
And so, the faith that is carried out by Abel and subsequent sibling was God-centered.
那该隐的后裔啊，就被神咒诅。
And the descendants of Cain were cursed by God.
是属世界情欲的这种做法。
They belong to the lusts and the desires of the world.
当我们了解有这种两种的这个不同信仰的发展的时候，你就会知道，在这里神的子民娶人的这个 人的女子啊，
随
意嫁娶啊。
So when we understand the two different lineage of faith, by the descendants of Adam, then we can more.
所以神说人属血气，我的灵就不住在他们里面了。
How they married and the spirit of the Lord was not with them.
第五节啊
，verse five.
神见人在地上罪恶很大。
The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become.
终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
回这个后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
The Lord was grieved that he had made man on earth.
所以他就要了用洪水毁灭这个世界。
So he was to wipe out mankind with a flood.
所以同样的这个事情我们在耶拿书第一章第二节里面也看到了。
And a similar incident could be seen in Jonah chapter 1 verse 2.
这个世界不会越来越好。
This world will never become better and better.
连耶稣早就预言说这个世界会越来越坏，不华的是真多啊。
Our Lord Jesus Christ had long prophesied that this world will deteriorate so that wicked things will abound.
所以当我们在安逸的生活里面呢，我们要及早警醒准备自己啊。
And so as we live a stable life, let us be watchful and prepare ourselves.
很积极的。
We must be proactive.
建立跟神一个良好的信仰关系啊。
To establish a healthy and good relationship with our Lord.
一个先知啊，他面对神的这个差遣呢、啊。
When a prophet is faced with the word of the Lord,
他却选择什么样的态度呢
？And is standing, what kind of attitude did he?
我们来看那个耶拿书第一章的第三节。
Let's turn to Jonah chapter 1 verse 3.
他却起来逃往他斯去躲避神呢。
But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish.
从他住的地方赶到约帕。
He went down to Joppa.
然后再从约帕搭船要往他斯去。
Where he found a ship bound for that port.
如果你有机会看地图的时候，这一段路程非常非常的远啊。
So if you were to look into a map, you will find that it is a long journey.
他却计划要来做违背神命令逃亡的动作。
So he went against God's will and ran away from him.
所以第三节连续两次谈到他躲避神。
And so, in two instances, in verse 3, he went, ran away from God.
那我们再来看第十节。
十节。Verse 10.
十节说，众人，船上的众人都知道他躲避神呢。
They knew he was running away from the Lord.
所以我们看到一个先知啊，面对神给他的圣工。
So in the face of the ministry that God had given him,
他一从开始就没有要遵循。
Jonah had never wanted to obey the Lord from the outset.
他却选择要逃离开。
He chose to run away from the Lord.
不顾他所领受先知重要的职分。
And he disregarded the important mission of a prophet.
有时候我们会想想看。
Let us think about it.
我们在做圣工是应付吗
？When we are serving the Lord, are we just
还是马马虎虎有做就好了
？Are we just paying lip service or just
因为我被安排是我有做就好了
？Well, as long as I'm doing what's on the schedule,
看起来你做圣工的动机非常的消极耶。
And perhaps we are very passive in regards to our
非常的散漫。
We are very laid back.
应付就好。
We are just.Fulfilling our duty.
如果想到我们所领受的职分，接受教会安排的工作，对得起神吗
？Are we worthy of the Lord's calling if all we do is to do the bare minimum to fulfill our requirements?
应该是要主动的、积极的，还要做更多才是。
We must be active, proactive, and do more and more.
要做一件圣工啊
，to do holy work.
它有一个准备的时间。
Requires a period of preparation.
那在做的时候要怎么样依靠神呢？那种心智和精神态度。
And we must also have the attitude and mindset to rely on the Lord as we go about our ministry.
那尽本分做完了，要归荣耀给神呢。
And after we have fulfilled our duty, we need to give
glory to God. 这是一个做圣工人员很基本的一个态度啊。
This is a basic attitude of a worker of God.
如果你在外面上班
，If you are working in other companies,
你如果敢马马虎虎看看
Just try to be laid back.
你不照公司规定的时间, 该做什么, 把任务完成, 很容易就被炒鱿鱼,
If you don't fulfill your duties and meet your deadlines, you'll be fired.
但是我们做主的圣工, 应该要比外面的事业更加认真才对。
But when we go about holy work, we should be even more serious about it than as if we were doing outside work.
那这个约拿先知啊, 非常的糟糕。
And Jonah at this point was not in a very good mindset.
他连要想做那一点点都没有这个意愿。He
did not even have an inkling of willingness to perform what God wanted him to do, and he planned for his escape.
做一个先知却不了解神的作为啊。
And as a prophet, he did not realize God's act and will.
那到底要做什么先知啊?
So what kind of prophet was he?
他变成为一个圣工和信仰上面的逃亡者。
So he became a refugee of holy work.
逃到哪里去啊?
Where did he escape to?
在诗篇里面有这么一个诗篇这样写。
Psalms described.
作者说,我无法躲避神的面。
The psalmist said, I am unable to escape the face of the Lord.
我无法逃避神的灵。
I am unable to escape the spirit of the Lord.
我飞到天的这个太空,神也在那里。
I fly to the ends of the universe and the Lord is still there.
我到地的深渊,神也在那里。
And when I enter into the depth of the earth,
我到海的极处,神也在那里。
When I am in the oceans, the Lord is there.
我们怎么样逃脱啊?
How can we ever escape from God?
先知耶拿, 连这么基本的跟神之间的关系没有弄清楚。
The prophet failed to understand this basic relationship with God.
我们现在再来看这个四节以下。
Let's read from verse 10 onwards.
当他搭船在海中的时候,
While he was in the ship,
我们看到神使海中起大风,
The Lord allowed the sea to get rougher and rougher,
甚至起大浪,
and there was great waves,
坐的船啊, 几乎要破坏了,
and the ship was almost shipwrecked.
那个人就哀求自己的神,
and everyone prayed to their own gods,
并且把船上的货物都扔在海中,
and they jettisoned their commodities off the ship.
那耶拿自己呢?
And Jonah himself,
他躲到那个船的底舱里面啊,躺着睡着了。
But Jonah had gone below deck where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep.
他选择逃亡。
He chose to escape.
又躲在那个船的底舱里面。
He had gone below deck.
睡着了。
And fell asleep.
他以为这样很安稳呢。
He thought he was going to have a peaceful sleep.
真的安稳吗?
But is that really so?
结果众人就想啊, 到底哪一个人得罪神了, 让我们遇到这种灾难?
And so they were pondering who was the one who caused them such disaster.
后来他们就抽签。
And so they cast lots.
在第七节这里, 第七节这里就抽签抽到约拿。
So in verse 7, they cast lots and the lot fell on Jonah.
然后就问他, 在第八节这里说,
Verse 8,
你是做什么事业啊?
Tell us who is responsible for
你从哪里来啊?
All this trouble to
你是哪一国啊?
You? What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?
第九节, 他就, Verse 9, 很大声说,我是希伯来人。
He answered, I'm a Hebrew and I
我是敬畏神的那个,
and I worship the Lord.
那位神是创造宇宙天地的神,
the God of heaven.
如果没有逃亡啊, 这种说法的见证很好。
If he were not on his way to escape from the Lord, this would be a great testimony.
但是这个时候他是得罪神哎。
But at this point, he was transgressing against God. How could he claim himself to be a Hebrew? And that he worshipped the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land.
一讲到希伯来人的时候,众人很害怕。
And this terrified them.
因为希伯来人的意思啊,
Because the meaning of the word
就是从河东过来的人呢、啊。
Are those people who come from、the east side of the river.
就是以色列人横过约旦河然后来到迦南地。
In other words, the Hebrews were the ones who had crossed River Jordan to enter into the land of Canaan.
是神特选的民族。
They were the chosen people of God.
有神特别眷顾的民族。
And they are、the ones to receive special providence from God.
所以外族人听到是希伯来人他们都会惧怕。
And that is why when they heard that he was a Hebrew, they were terrified.、
哎、所以你看看那个第十节众人大大的惧怕。
Verse 10, this terrified them.
就问说你做的是什么事啊
?And they asked, what have you done?
他说我躲避神。
They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them.
我们再来看十一节啊。
Verse 11.
众人就问我们要对你怎么做让这个海浪能够平静呢
?So they asked him, what should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?
十二节啊这个约拿他也知道要怎么解决哦。
Verse 12, he knew what to do.
知道怎么解决哦。
Yeah, he knew how to solve the problem.
哎。然后这里说啊你们将我抬起来丢在海中海就平静了。
Pick me up and throw me into the sea and it will become calm.
那我们看那个十五节。
Verse 15.
他们就把约拿抬起来抛在海中啊。
Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard.
海浪就平静了哦。
And the raging sea grew calm.
众人又大大的敬畏神啊。
Verse 16. At this the man greatly feared the Lord.
然后向神献祭并且许愿了。
And they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him.
哎、我们看到约拿被丢在海中。
So Jonah was thrown overboard.
以为事情就解决了吗
?And was the matter resolved?
请看十七节。
Let's turn to verse 17.
这里神安排一条大鱼吞了约拿。
But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah.
所以我们在这里看见。
So we see from here.
我们能够敬畏神希望神天天常常每一次在我们的身边跟我们同行
that if we want God to abide by us every moment of our life
可是神在旁边是紧紧地追着这个约拿
we need to realize that in this case the Lord was pursuing Jonah every moment of his life
他违背神的命令
because he had transgressed against the command of God
成为圣功和信仰的逃亡者
He became a refugee of his faith and his ministry.
就好像我们不愿意参与圣工一样。
It is almost as if we are reluctant to participate in holy work.
或者我们宁愿很久很久不来教会。
Or perhaps we have not come to the church for a long time.
这种做法就跟现在这个软弱的约拿是一样的。
If we were to do that, we're just like this weak prophet Jonah.
想要捡便宜、捡舒服、捡安逸。
We're trying to take advantage of the situation and try to live in comfort and ease.
不想为主做更多的感恩和报答的动作。
We are unwilling to repay God's love and to act it out accordingly.
他用人的方法要逃避这位创造天地万物的神。
So Jonah tried to escape the Lord of heavens who created the heavens and the earth.
结果神用四个动作紧紧地追着他。
And ultimately, God chased after him every step of his way.
每一个动作一次比一次厉害。
And each time, the Lord showed his action in more ferocity.
他觉得他的逃亡计划很好。
He thought that he had a great escape plan.
然后躲在船舱底下，很安稳的睡觉，觉得不错。
Jonah had gone below deck where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep.
我们不常聚会。也不愿意做圣工。
Perhaps we don't come to church service often and we don't do much holy work. What do we do?
躲在我们很舒适的房间里面啦。
Perhaps we are lying down in the comfort of our own home and our own room.
如果存心故意这样就很危险了。
And if we intentionally do this, it is very dangerous.
存心马马虎虎应付神的工作教会的工作也是不太好。
If you are intentionally laid back about the work of God,
你有没有用心呢？你自己知道，神也知道。
God will know if you are putting your hearts and minds into it.
我们做圣工，信仰是做给神看。
When we do holy work, it is to show God our commitment.
不是要迎合人的喜欢呢，做给人看。
It is not to please other people.
只要是圣经道理懂的，也能够懂得怎么亲近神的人，一看就看得出来了。
Those who draw close to God and who are well versed in the Word of God will see through your intentions.
可是我们在这里看到约拿故意这个看不懂神的作为。
But here, Jonah intentionally disregarded the command of the Lord.
神用四个动作追着他。
And with four actions, the Lord was behind him each step of
the way. 第一个动作，掀起风浪。
The first step was to let the storm arise.
打击他躲藏的这个船呢。
And to hit on the ship that Jonah was hiding in.
他以为没有人知道。
He thought nobody knew.
第二个动作。
The second act.
众人抽签很准抽到约拿，是你得罪神。
The people cast lots and the lot fell on Jonah.
他也承认。
And so he admitted to his sin.
他得罪神。
He had transgressed against God.
他甚至没有办法做一个荣耀神的见证哎。
And he was unable to give an edifying testimony
for the Lord. 还说我是希伯来人，我是敬畏造天地万物的神。
And in fact, he dare claim that he was a Hebrew and he worshipped the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the land.
这个时候这样讲是见证什么？荣耀什么？
When he bears such a testimony, is he really glorifying God?
我听到一个信徒啊，他参加一个台湾教育部这个国家级的会议啊。
I've been informed that a brother in Taiwan had attended a special meeting held by the Department of Education.
结果中午用餐的时候。
During a luncheon.
那个会议桌上啊，这个吃饭的桌上啊，会摆一些酒。
Wine was served.
结果大家都在敬酒。
So people were tossing.
所以我们这个信徒啊，拒绝，对不起，我是真耶稣教的信徒，宗教信仰关系，我不喝酒。
But this brother refused any wine because he said he is a member of the true church and he does not drink.
所以他用果汁来喝。
So he drank juice instead.
这个事情在那个宴席上啊，马上被传开啊。
And this situation was spread throughout the whole luncheon.
因为大家都是用酒嘛。
Everyone tossed with wine.
结果有一个已经喝得半醉了。
There was one who was barely awake.
又跑来找我们这个信徒啊。
And this person came to this brother.
就问他你信什么教啊
What religion do you belong to?
我们信徒回答说我是真耶稣教会的。
And our brother said, I'm a member of the true Jesus Church.
我没有说 brother, 信徒 member.
A member.
他说我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
I'm a member of the true Jesus Church.
结果这个半醉的这个人是男的。
And the one who is almost drunk was a man.
他就跟我们这位信徒这样讲。
So this man told our Member.
讲话已经不清楚了，站的不是我也是真耶稣教会的。
And with a staggering drunken pose,
哎呀，旁边的桌子就看，哎呦，真耶稣教会一个不喝，一个喝，喝的醉了。
And everybody could see that these two members of the true Jesus Church are vastly different.
你这个时候这样讲是荣耀神、见证神吗
？Do you think the drunken member?
当你在外面的行为做的不好。表现得不好的时候，你荣耀这个身份吗
？When you are doing bad things, are you glorifying the status of you as a member of the true church?
这个时候，约拿就是这样啊。
And this is exactly what Jonah did at that time.
一个尊贵的圣工人员
，a holy worker of God who holds a noble status,
没有办法荣耀神
，was not able to glorify God,
没有办法做得很好。
Was not able to do good.
却在这个时候啊，先让众人知道是你犯罪得罪神。
At this very moment, he was the one who has sinned against God.
结果神用第三个动作紧紧地追着他。
So the third act of God followed him.
把他抛在海中。
He was thrown overboard into the sea.
照道理丢在大海茫茫中啊，也是生命很难存活啊。
He must have a hard time surviving the vast ocean.
可能有的人会想，如果会游泳，可能还可以活一点点嘛。
Perhaps if he knew how to swim, he could survive.
可是神又安排一只大鱼啊，把它吃了。
But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah.
第四个动作就是大鱼把它吞吃。
So the fourth act of God is to arrange.
我们怎么能够玩得过神呢、啊、
？Great fish to swallow Jonah. How can we ever win God?
神随便一个动作，我们人站不住哎。
Whatever God does, we will not be able to withstand.
所以我们看到这个约拿。
So we see the situation that Jonah was in.
它代表着一个在宗教信仰的一个圣公人员。
He was a representative of his religion at that time.
结果在神托付的圣公上面，他没有认识自己。
But he didn't realize his own mission despite the word
of the Lord. 没有好好往自己内心、自己的灵命的灵修去检视自己。
He didn't examine his own faith and spirituality.
就是用自己的方法觉得这样就很好了，过得安逸就好了。
He merely used his own methods to try to have an easy life.
如果神真的认真严格跟我们算的时候怎么办？我们逃到哪里去？
But if God were to be incessant about pursuing us for not doing his work.
所以我们看到这个约拿先知很不忠心了。
Where can we escape to? So Jonah was very unfaithful.
也相当的这个不诚实啊。
And he was not honest.
所以这个真的可以作为我们的警戒啊。
He can be a warning for us.
我们既然受洗归入主的名下，顶受十架救恩。
Now that we have been baptized into the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们常常会这样说啊。
The grace of God.We often say,
感谢主啊，祝福我啊，我现在什么都好啊，这个好那个也好啊。
Oh, thank God for blessing me. Everything is well.
但是你有没有想过你要怎么样进一步？既然你觉得很好，用更多的感恩来报答神呢、啊，服侍神呢、啊、
？But have we ever thought about ways to reciprocate the love and grace of God after we have received so much from Him?
神给你的这么多福气这么多，但是你回给神的比例不相等嘛？
We have received far more that is disproportionate to the amount that we give back to God.
尤其在现在这个时代，我们更要留意。
In this day and age, we must be very watchful.
一个安逸的生活很容易让我们的心智淡掉。
A stable life tends to dilute our determination.
但我们最直接关心的是家庭要怎么吃、怎么喝、怎么活，但是忘了那个信仰。要怎么样的去经营啊
？Perhaps we are so mindful about what to eat, drink, or live, to the exclusion of how or what God wants us to do for Him.
我对神的感恩回报要怎么样的去成长啊
？How can we grow in our servitude to Him?
所以在第一章里面
，So in Jonah chapter 1,
我们可以看得很清楚。
We see very clearly.
看了他这个事迹，我们就来想想我们自己。
And we can also think about ourselves.
在圣宫上面，我们是如何的去面对我们的神呢
？In terms of holy work, how do we face our Lord?
神要他的儿女啊，对他忠心。
Our Lord wants His children to be faithful to Him.
神是个灵
，God is spirit.
我们拜他要用心灵和诚实拜他
，and we must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们这种小小的头脑。你的作为比起神的创造宇宙万物的大作为你我们又算什么、
We are so minuscule and insignificant in comparison to the greatness of God.
我们随便做可以骗得了神吗
Do you think you can ever deceive God in any way?
如果神还爱我们
If God still loves us,
他就会提醒我们
He will remind us.
他就会管教我们
He will discipline us.
神不爱我们
If God doesn't love us,
就任凭我们而去
He will let us be.
你就在这样的一个生活里面渐渐的迷失。
And you will lose yourself in your stable life.
圣灵的能力会渐渐的淡薄。
And the power of the Holy Spirit will grow weaker.
神的话语的力量在你的心里就没有作用。
And the word of God will not have any effect in your heart.
你在乎的是这个世界，这个物质。
You only care about this world and the things in it.
就如同犹大一样。
Just as Jonah.
他亲眼看到耶稣基督行神迹。
He personally witnessed the miracles of God.
他天天听耶稣基督讲神国的道理。
Every day he heard the gospel of his kingdom.
如果我没有这个机会，真的在肉身可以跟耶稣一起住、一起走、一起住圣宫，那该多好啊！
How great it will be if we live our life alongside our Lord Jesus Christ.
可是他跟得不好啊，这个犹大。
But Judas was not good.
跟到后来，他反而贪爱一点点钱，出卖耶稣啊。
Towards the very end, he betrayed Jesus for a tiny sum of money.
在信仰上出卖耶稣。
And he betrayed our Lord Jesus.
在服侍主的圣工上出卖耶稣。
And in his servitude, he betrayed Jesus.
这都是很大的罪。
This is a great sin.
甚至出卖灵魂呢。
And he even betrayed his own soul.
所以我们要想一想。
So let us think about it.
当我们在教会的圣工里面，我们投入的是怎么样
？How dedicated are we? In the holy work.
我们用的心有比在家里用在家里的心还多吗？
Do we focus more on the affairs of the church than our own family affairs?
其实这些动作自我内部的省察是我们每一个人每天要做的一个在神面前的一个动作啊。
In fact, this process of inspection or introspection should be our daily activity before the Lord.
有一个圣工人员。
There is a holy worker.
他被安排从一个都市的教会啊，要往一个深山的一个部落。
Who has been assigned, to go from a city into the rural areas.
那个当时要骑摩托车从都市平原然后上到山顶啊，然后再经过几个山到那个地方摩托车一趟要两个半小时啊。
And so he had to ride a motorcycle starting from the city where he was in, go to the top of the mountain, down the mountain, and into the rural areas surrounded by the mountains.
他一个人骑只是为了要在那边做一个家庭聚会。
And he traveled for 2.5 hours on this motorcycle only to have a family service.
那因为隔天都会区的教会有圣工。
And the very next day, the church where he was stationed in the city.
家庭聚会完，他跟他们坐一个小时以后，再从那边骑摩托车回来。
Had another service, so this holy worker rode on his motorbicycle.
回来的时候已经是。
And went back to the city.
十点半的事情。
So it was about 10:30 at night when he arrived at the church.
路上都没有人哎，又下着大雨哎。
There wasn't anyone, and it was raining hard.
哇，原来那一天晚上啊，这个台风要来啊。
And it so happened that a storm was coming that night.
啊，这个圣工人员忙到没有看新闻了，不知道台风要来。
And this holy worker was so busy that he didn't see the weather forecast.
那个山上部落也没有电视啊，所以不知道台风的信息啊。
There's no TV in the rural areas, so nobody knew about the upcoming storm.
哇，那个雨下得好大哎。
And so it was raining really hard.
他骑着摩托车啊，很冷哎。
And he felt really cold in his
在路上还跌了几次啊，因为那个土都石子路土路啊。
And he fell several times because it was a muddy road.
哇，身体已经很脏了，泥巴还要继续骑啊。
He was really dirty, but he had to continue.
结果到了山顶的时候啊
，So when he reached the top of the mountain,
他突然感受到那个整个山啊震动。
He suddenly felt the whole mountain shook.
然后有很大的声音，呼隆隆隆隆的这样子。
And there was a
loud
noise, and there was a mudslide.
结果他就把摩托车转过来一照啊。
And then he turned his motorbike.
一照，原来在他的摩托车的前面两公尺以后的路基全部从山顶这样垮下来啊。
And he saw that within 2 meters of where he was, there was a huge mudslide.
这个时候他很害怕。
He was afraid.
我心里想，绝处保守，差一秒哎，就跟着那个山这样奔下去了。
He could have been thrown into the mud by the mudslide.
他一面祷告，一面继续就往那个都市那个教会走啊。
And so he prayed and. And rode his motorbike.
后来他经过的地方有几棵大树也是倒在那个路上。
And there were several big trees that fell on the road.
隔天新闻就爆出来了。
And the very next day, there was a report.
原来那一条路、那一座山就从那个路的路基全部垮垮垮垮几百公尺垮到那个山谷诶。
And the report said that the mudslide was so severe that the road on that mountain collapsed several hundred meters down to the foot of the mountain. 500公尺
这样的路基垮掉。
And so about 500 meters of road
真的就差一两秒哎，这个圣工人员就要随着那个被带走哎。
So it was a very narrow escape for this holy worker to escape such a disaster.
后来他们就做一个变道，走别的山，不再修复这个地方，太崩得太厉害了。
And so this city decided to open up another road to avoid that place.
到最后啊。政府就打把这座大山就打一个隧道，现在路很好了，又很近哦。
And finally, the city decided to dig a tunnel through that mountain.
那这个圣工人员呢？他一个心里有受到这样的感动。
And this holy worker had this movement in his heart.
只要忠心做好自己的份圣工本分，神一定会眷顾。
As long as he is faithful in his work, God will take care of him.
所以他一直到现在没想到这一次感谢神。
So even now, as he thought about this incident, he was continually
神在照顾
thankful.
随时在旁边保护着他的仆人呢。
God took care of him, and God is always on the side of his workers.
这个对他来讲，在做圣工信仰上有很大的这个。依靠神的这种体验呢
？And this is a great experience in relying on God.
那么按谁知道那个山会崩呢、啊？一过就崩了、
啊。There would such be a such big mudslide on the mountain.
在很多的时候
，So oftentimes
我们不要看小小的圣工
，Don't just think of
你忠心尽本分
as an easy or small task. You need to do your part.
神会与你同在。
God will be with us.
你一定会有体验。
You will experience God.
你一定会有感受。
You will have experience.
这个是在约拿书第一章里面，我们看到约拿的事迹以后，我们所感受到的忠心服侍主的一个重要。
And this is how we should feel about the importance of servitude after knowing the story of Jonah.
我们希望神在我们旁边是祝福我们，加添给我们力量。
May God help us, bless us, and strengthen us.
而不是紧紧追着我们要惩罚我们。
We would pray that God is not right after us to punish us.
不是我们祷告，而不是神紧紧跟着我们是要管教我们、惩罚我们呢
？Or to discipline us.